The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this news earlier, actually. Andrea talked about it on Lunchtime Live. PETA, the animal rights group, looking for certain paint colours to be discontinued. The names, rather, of them, like dead salmon and potted shrimp. But how do companies come up with these names in the first place, like dead salmon or elephant's breath, the one that I think has gotten a lot of attention in recent years? Well, Jade Tilsley is with me. She's the digital media director in the Paint Hub in Carlow. Jade, you're welcome to the show. So, I mean, where does a company start if a new colour is dreamt up in terms of a name?
First, Kieran, thanks so much for having me. So I guess when we were picking colours for our own brand, The Alchemist, we were actually lucky enough to work with a great Irish architect. People have been naming colours for such a long time now. That's why you see all the unique colours like dead salmon and elephant's breath. So you're kind of forced to get creative with them while still reflecting the colour. I guess you have to start by asking yourself, you know, when you look at the colour, will the customer be able to envision what the colour is going to look like just based on the name?
Okay, so that's first step, that they see the name and they've got some idea of kind of what wheelhouse it's in.
Yes.
Okay, after that then, what are you thinking?
So I guess another way people go about it is usually you can go sort of down a few different routes. So you can think about the emotional impact you want people to have. That's why you see a lot of colours named after emotions like peace and quiet or tranquility. Food is another very popular one. You see a lot of colours being named after food, like icing sugar or limoncello. You can see a lot of names kind of reflected in nature.
Okay, so that's interesting. So it's, you can describe maybe the feeling that the paint is meant to elicit, like kind of tranquility, as much as you can describe the colour.
Yeah, so, you know, in recent years, it's became really important to people not only how the colour looks, but how people are going to feel in the room and how the colour is going to make someone feel when they're in that particular room. So you see a lot of people relying on the name of the colour these days to kind of give them that sense of confidence and reassurance that that colour is going to make them feel a certain way. And that's why you kind of, you know, people's homes are like their safe havens. So that's why you see a lot of colours named after emotions and quite relaxing names.
So there's a couple of names that stand out to me, though, slightly odd. There's Overcast. I've seen that as a colour. Now, I can imagine the colour, but I'd hate to have a room painted overcast.
Yeah, so overcast is quite common, actually, because one of our colours, funnily enough, is actually called Overcast. And we did it because our brand is based on, you know, Irish paint for Irish homes. And we thought overcast, you know, a lot of the time, the, you know, the Irish weather can be quite grey outside. So you can imagine, you know, you can imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, well, there will be no problem in this country having people imagine what overcast looks like. I'll absolutely give you that one. What about
you'll know what it is.
What about this name that kind of has PETA or PETA, however you describe it, up in arms? Dead salmon. Dead salmon does strike me as a kind of a strange name for a paint.
Dead salmon, I have to be honest, does strike me as a strange name for a paint too. It's quite, I guess you could say it's quite violent almost.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I think like people said, I think like I said earlier, you know, people are often, there are so many names out there for colours. People have been naming colours for thousands and thousands of years. So you can't rely on, you know, white or pink. You're kind of forced to come up with something creative and innovative. And
I understand as well, because somebody told me this, in the Irish market, people like adjectives. They like the idea that their paint is doing something.
Yes. Yeah, so people like to feel like their paint is doing something for them, or their paint is going to reflect something about their lifestyle. So you also see a lot of paint brands, you know, going for more elegant or decadent names. So you see like a lot of afternoon tea, or you'll see a lot of royal names throughout colours. So people can expect quality and can expect.
Okay, so people like that idea. Maybe there's just a touch of something kind of upper class, maybe, about the paint they've got on the walls and the ceiling.
Yeah, you know, people like to feel reassured that maybe their home is an extension of who they are.
Okay, and maybe it's the same colour that someone in the royal family is picking as well. We're all, God almighty, it's amazing how many Irish people are fascinated by them. So listen, have you ever picked a name, Jade, that you've thought kind of very quickly afterwards, you know what, that was an awful name. What were we thinking?
So I think with our colour range, it's also, you know, we've been in the paint industry for so long now. Every colour in our range is so thought out and, you know, is meticulously, so much planning goes into it.
What's your best-selling colour?
Our best-selling colour would be cotton, no surprise, quite an you know, a universal colour that a lot of people like to carry out throughout their home. And I also think it's one of those names that when you hear cotton, you know what to expect from the colour.
Can't say better than that. Jade Tilsey is the digital media manager in the Paint Hub in Carlow. Jade, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.